Barbara and I have tried, done our best in terms of parenting to train our boys to say please and thank you. From when they were very young, I'm sure if you're a parent, then you've been on this path, you've walked this path of trying to train the children so that when they want something, they say please, and when they get something, they say thank you. It's just polite, it's just respect, it's just what you expect them to do. You go through this process. It's a little bit like Pavlov's dogs. If you know the story of this Russian scientist, he trained these dogs so that when he rang a bell, they would salivate as they were ready for their meals. And it's a conditioned response that you train them to do something. And in some extent, it's hard work as a parent training the children so that they will say please and say thank you. I know a number of you are smiling because you know what a battle it is to go through this process. And we're trying. We're in the process of training our children. But something happened at the end of the holiday that really touched my heart. Because when we, on the way back, the holiday was finishing, both my two children, independently at different times, not with each other, they both expressed to us their gratitude and how they were really, they really wanted to know how thankful they were for such a great holiday. I was quite moved actually, because you can tell when children are just kind of automatically saying, please, thank you, as though, you know, you've trained them to do it, they just do it. And it kind of doesn't do much for you because you know they're just doing it because you've trained them. If they don't do it, you're going to tell them off. But I didn't kind of set them up saying, now tell me, did you like the holiday? Was it good? It wasn't a setup job. It was spontaneous. It was something just flowed out of their hearts. They both independently just said, we really appreciate the holiday. Thank you so much for taking my holiday. And it really touched me. It really touched my heart. I want to say this morning, I think there's something about thanks that touches the Father's heart. There's something about thanks from our lives that actually is very, very important in our relationship with God. There's something which I believe moves the heart of God in our thanksgiving. Today I want to talk about touching the heart of God with our thanks. Let's pray together. Father, we want to say, Lord, we are so grateful this morning. Lord, we're so grateful that we can come, that we can enjoy being together. We can enjoy your goodness. We can worship you. We can love you. We can receive from you. We can hear from you. God, thank you for this day that you've made. Thank you for this opportunity we got today to be in your presence. God, to hear from you. God, to be changed by you. Lord, would you help us today? Would you open the eyes of my heart? Will you help us? Give us revelation, insight, and understanding that we would get spiritual wisdom, that we would be changed, that we would be transformed this morning as we're here together. Come, Spirit of God. Amen. Now, God's called us with this season of prayer. We've been 11 months now walking down this path of season of prayer. And we've started together to learn some things about prayer. One of the things we've learned is the different facets of prayer. Prayer is not just a monolithic block. There are different aspects to it. There's confession, where we're before God saying, God, would you have mercy on me? I've done this, this attitude's wrong, I've done these things. I'm confessing my state and my sins before God. There's petition, where I'm saying, God, would you come? I've got these needs, I've got these bills, I've got these problems, I've got these things in my life. God, would you please come and answer my needs? There's petition. There's intercession, where I'm stood saying, God, would you come and move in the community? God, would you come and save those who don't know about you? God, would you work amongst my neighbors, my work colleagues? I'm interceding for them. The supplication, where I'm before God and there's nowhere else to go and I'm begging God. God, you must. God, please. I'm begging you. Would you come and move in this situation? I've got no other alternatives. You've got to come. Supplication before God. There are many different facets to prayer, but there's also the facet of thanksgiving. And I believe that all facets are important. They're all special, but there's something very special about thanksgiving as a facet of prayer. And since we're on this journey, since we're learning about prayer this morning, I want to unpack a bit a facet of thanksgiving as part of our prayer life. You know, thanksgiving is mentioned so many times in the Bible. In the Psalms, if you look through the Psalms, it's crammed. You can't turn the pages of Psalms without seeing exclamations and exhortations and expressions of thanks to God. There's just wall to wall thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving to God is central in tabernacle and temple worship. There were some Levites whose job it was to lead thanksgiving. That was their job. Imagine that. Your work on Monday, 9 to 5, your job is to thank God. Start at 9 in the morning, finish at 5 in the evening. That's your job. Day in, you are a leader of thanksgiving. What a fantastic job. if you take us for that one. But that was the I was their job. It was so important that there was lead. They were led. People of God were led in the Old Testament in terms of thanking God. In the New Testament's epistles, we see this repetitive emphasis on thanksgiving and its place in our lives. Even in heaven, we see the 24 elders giving thanks to God. We see the four living creatures around the throne of God worshiping day and night, and they are giving thanks to God. There's something very, very important and special about thanksgiving. And I want to encourage you today, wherever you are on the path of thanksgiving, whether you're well off, whether you're moving down the road thinking, yeah, I know a lot of these things, I'm moving on the path of thanksgiving, or whether you're just getting onto the path of thanksgiving, I want to encourage us today to continue down that path, because I believe that thanksgiving is to be an all-consuming orientation for our Christian lives. It's a command. Paul writes to the Christians at Colossae in Colossians 3:15. He says, be thankful. It's a command. Be thankful. It's imperative. It's telling them, this is what you need to do. You need to be thankful. This is how you are to live. This is how you are to behave. This is the whole atmosphere of your life. The whole thing that motivates and stirs and flows through you. Thankfulness needs to be something which is part of your life as an all-consuming orientation. And Paul tells us as we pray specifically in Philippians 4:6. This is what he says. Paul says, in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So when I'm praying, when I'm bringing my request to God, when I'm saying, God, there's this, isn't this, Paul says, with thanksgiving, make sure that the atmosphere, make sure there's thanksgiving amongst all the prayers. So whatever praying you're doing, whether it's interceding or whether it's supplication, whatever the different facets of prayer, make sure there's an undergirding flow of thanksgiving. Make sure that what's coming out of your heart before God is a heart full of thanks. So I'm mingling asking with thanking. I'm thanking God that I'm asking. I'm asking that I'm thanking that he's heard me. It's a great way to start praying. I personally find that if I'm sitting, I want to spend some time praying. Putting aside a chunk of time just to thank God is a wonderful way to start praying. Just to lavish thanks on God, just to spend half an hour, spend longer, just thanking God. For himself, for who he is, for what he's done, for all the different facets and the minutiae of your life, just thanking God. It's powerful. Paul's got more instructions about praying. He tells the church in Thessalonica, he says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Now it's hard, you know, pray without ceasing. We can pray, grab a moment here, grab a moment there. But to conduct my everyday work, to do the everyday things around the home, looking after the children, whatever we're doing, to pray without ceasing, I would suggest that one of the ways we can do that is with thanksgiving. Because if there's thanksgiving in my heart, whatever's happening, whatever I'm bumping into, I can be thanking God for the situations, for the people, for the things around me, for the children I've got, for the work colleagues, whatever I'm doing. Thanksgiving can continuously flow in a way it's hard to stop and keep praying for people as you're going throughout your day. You can do that as well. But there's something praying without ceasing. I'd suggest that thanksgiving is a flow that can fill my life. I love this expression, to give thanks. I think the expression to give thanks has really helped me, because I can imagine that I've got something to give. So I'm thinking about, what have I got to give God? You know, what can I give God? What would God be blessed by? I've got some money. I could give. God does want me to give money, but I'm sure God doesn't need my money. I could give God time. It's It's good. It's important, obviously, to give time. That's my Christian duty to do that. I can give God my life, my service for him. I can do all kinds of things that is my Christian duty to do that because God asked me to do that. That's what it means to walk with God. But yet there's something about giving thanks, which I give something from myself and I give it. I say, God, here is my thanks and I give it to you. So I can either hang on to my thanks, keep my mouth shut, and give God no thanks. I just hanging on to my thanks. Like those 9 lepers, really. They got their healing. Thank you, got my healing, I'm off. But there's one that got his healing and then went back and expressed to God his thanks. He gave thanks. He had something which blessed Jesus. We've got something, I believe, that can bless the heart of God. We've got something we can give to God that blesses, that touches, that really moves the heart of God. And that's our thanks. And if I don't give God that, I'm robbing God. I really believe I'm robbing God. If I'm not giving thanks to him, I'm not expressing what is God wants me to express, which is as a creature of God, God the creator, I'm giving thanks to him. Jesus was amazed. Jesus was surprised they couldn't be bothered to come back. I think God wants us to be bothered. That what flows out of my heart, that I'm giving. Giving costs. If I give something, it costs. It's not something that's cheap. And to give thanks to God can cost. I think the reason why I think giving thanks is so special, because when I give thanks to God, in some way, as I'm giving thanks, I'm expressing to God that I believe he's a good God. That whatever's happening around me, whatever situations are going wrong, whatever challenges, whatever difficulties, whatever the bad things are around me happening in my life, I nevertheless believe God is a good God, that he loves me and he's for me. And so I'm expressing my thanks to him. I'm giving thanks regardless of what's happening. And I think that's very precious. I think that's very powerful. I think that's what blesses God's heart. See, when my children wanted me to know they were grateful for the holiday that I'd organised for them, it touched my heart. It's something inside me. I thought, wow, that's really special. How much more do you think we can bless the heart of God as we give him thanks? There are 2 aspects I want to look at this morning of giving thanks to God. The first one is in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it's giving thanks in everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this: give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Paul's telling the believers that in all circumstances, the good, the bad, and the ugly, in all circumstances, it is God's will that I give thanks in the midst of those circumstances. That what flows out of my mouth is thanksgiving. I've started a little bit to walk down this path, and my testimony is there's incredible freedom in this path. That in the midst of the good, the bad, and the ugly all around, if I will give thanks to God in the midst of my circumstances, something happens, and it happens in me. I don't know about you, but I've got some ongoing, unresolved, difficult situations in my life. But you have too. They're kind of not resolved yet. And in the midst of those, in all circumstances, the interesting thing here, Paul says, for this is God's will for you. See, sometimes I don't know what God's will is in a circumstance. Sometimes I look at something happening around me. I think, I don't know, really, I'm not quite as sure yet what God's will is. Paul says, I know what God's will is. And God's will is that you give thanks in the midst of that circumstance. Something changes in me as I do that. As I give thanks for that circumstance, something changes in me. My appeal this morning is, we have got to stop even the tiniest amount of complaining, moaning, criticism, negative thinking and speaking. I've been guilty of complaining before God. I've been guilty of the why me, poor old me's, the poms. I wish God things were different. Why couldn't it be like that person? Why couldn't it be like this person? God, it's hard. I've been guilty of all those things. And what God wants is me to give thanks in everything, in every situation. And the reason is because something changes. Something changes. Now that's level one. That's one aspect of giving thanks. Do you know that there's level two? There's stage two in giving thanks. In Ephesians 5 and verse 20, Paul says this, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. So the first step is giving God thanks in every situation. Paul's now saying, I want you to give thanks to God for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number one's hard, giving God thanks in every situation. Number two sounds a bit tricky. Maybe it's not a good translation. Maybe the NIV kind of didn't give us the full story. Unfortunately, if you look through about 20 translations, it's definite. The Amplified Bible gives us the force of the Greek. This is what it says. At all times, fairly conclusive, isn't it? And for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Do you know, I found this one to be the door opener. You know, thanking God for my difficulties, even the difficult, unreasonable boss at work. You know, when I'm struggling with feelings of hopelessness, facing a possibility, impossible situations I can't change. Thanking God for situations. Now, what I'm not saying is we can't pray that God would change situations. I don't think it's incongruous to at the same time pray, God, would you deliver me from this situation? Would you make a way through the situation? Would you get my boss at work fired? Or whatever you want to pray at the same time as praying, God, thank you. Thank you for this situation. Thank you, oh God, that you've put me here. And the reason is, I think that God wants to bring situations around our lives to mold us, to make us, and to change us. So as I'm thanking God for my situation, I'm acknowledging that he's a sovereign God. Sure, he wants to change my situation. Sure, he wants to make a way through it. But actually, right now, I'm acknowledging that the sovereign God is leading me, is a good God, is a great God. And this is the verse for today, okay? If you want to remember a verse, this is the one. It's in Psalm 106, verse 1. Because this, I think, is the back of my mind in thanking God. Because it says this, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Now that phrase, you'll find it again and again in the Old Testament. Give thanks to God. Why? Why? Why give thanks to God? Because he is good. So whatever I face, whatever situations are around me, whatever difficulties and problems, I'm thanking God because he is a good God. The bottom line is that God is a good God. And so as I'm thanking him, I'm affirming my belief in his goodness. I may not see that, I may not understand that goodness, but surely I'm only limited by my human brain power, my gray cells, limiting seeing God's goodness at work. As I'm giving thanks in my circumstances, for my circumstances, what I'm actually saying is, God, I believe you are a good God. There's no evil inside you. There's nothing wrong inside God. God, you're pure and perfect and good. And his love continues forever. So that the love of God continues to my life even when I don't feel it, even when I don't experience it, even when it looks like with circumstances around it, I'm not in the flow of it. But I believe, God, you're a good God and your love continues forever. And you will bring me through this. But whatever the trial, whatever this valley I'm in, God, you will bring me through it. And as you bring me through it, you're doing something in me. You know, the things that have happened that at the time have been the most painful in my life, actually looking back on them now, actually I can see how God has changed me through those times, through those difficulties, through the struggles, through the beam me up, I want out of here kind of attitude. even though God hasn't beamed me up and got me out of it, but taken me through it, actually God has changed. And God's done something in me. And they're precious things. And they're powerful things. But I think it's very, very important that we give thanks in and for everything. Do you know, I've had many different jobs in my life, and I've worked with some difficult people who've made my life unhappy. People either have been my boss, or I have had to supervise people who have been difficult, problemed people, at least in my opinion. And actually, thanking God for that person is hard. It's not easy. In fact, everything in me wants that person to not to be working for me, or not me not to be working for them. But I believe we can thank God for that person, because God is going to work through that situation to grow me in my faith, in my walk with God. God is going to work through that person to change me. God's going to work through that person to help me love the unlovely. I don't know whether I know many of you do, but I want to tell you about Jackie Pullinger, little story. Just wait till the crowds have subsided. Jackie Pullinger, many of you know, she's worked for many, many years in Hong Kong, reaching the unlovely, drug addicts and triad members at the bottom of life's stack, as it were. Charity, who became a Christian here in this church and has gone out to work. She's been working there over a year with Jackie Pullinger there in Hong Kong. One of the things that happened about Jackie's had an amazing life and done some phenomenal things for God. She got married a number of years ago, later in life. She got married and she was married for 2 years, and then her husband died. And what struck me, what really struck me about her story was what she said when her husband had died. She quoted from Psalm 16 and verse 6. After his death, she said, "The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places." She didn't say, "God, why me?" She didn't say, "God, I'm so angry at what you've done." She wasn't jealous at what other people had a lot in terms of a long marriage. She quoted from a psalm. This is the full quotation from the psalm, Psalm 16. "Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines for me have fallen in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance." She looked at her life and she said, "God, my boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places." Her heart was one of thanks. Her heart was one of thanksgiving to God. Even amidst those the difficult things that happened. And I want to go back just for a moment to the passage we started with. All 10 of those lepers were healed. Only one had a heart that was thankful. 9 were healed and experienced the power of God and the blessing of the touch of God on their life. But one experienced more. See, one got to come back, talk with Jesus, receive revelation from Jesus, and meet the healer. 9 got the healing. 1 got the healing and met the healer. That one was a thankful one. I wonder whether thanksgiving prepares us to meet the healer, to meet Jesus. I wonder whether there's something in giving thanks that opens, as did with this guy, with this leper that went to Jesus, that then Jesus started to talk with him, relate to him, show him things, tell him things. And it was because he came back and said, the other ones had gone off and they missed it. They haven't got it. Sure, they'd encountered the power of God. Sure, they'd had a touch from God. Absolutely. It really did. But this guy got more. And I wonder whether thankfulness was the door. Thankfulness was the key. Thankfulness was the thing that opened his interaction with Jesus. I'm going to suggest that this morning we do two things. Firstly, I'm going to suggest that we ask God together and we say, God, would you give me a thankful heart? I want a heart like that one guy, not like those nine. See, it's great to see the power of God, and it's great to experience the power of God and to see healing and all kinds of stuff. Fantastic. But that one guy got more, and he was the one with a thankful heart. And I want to say, God, would you create in me, would you do something in this stubborn old heart of mine that would make my heart a thankful heart? God, by your grace, would you reach into my heart and do something amazing and supernatural and wonderful? Would you place inside me a heart that is thankful? A heart whose atmosphere is thankful. A heart whose obsession, whose life's pursuit is to be a thankful person. That's the motivation that's driving and stirring in me. As we pray that, it may be necessary for you and me to repent. Criticism, negative, complaining, moaning, stuff. It may be necessary to do that on our own, silently before God. Saying, God, I'm really sorry the atmosphere of my life's not been that. Second thing is just as a suggestion this morning, that as we're here before God, that we bring before God situations that are tough. Situations that you face today and you may face tomorrow at work or in the family or in the home. Situations that are hard and you want to be beamed up now. But to say, God, thank you in this situation. God, thank you. God, I thank you that you're a good God. You're a loving God. You're a kind God. Your love continues forever in this situation. And even though I can't change it, God, I thank you for it. You can pray as well. God, would you change the situation? Nothing's stopping you doing that. But in terms of my heart response to God and the situations around me, I feel it's so key, so crucial that I'm there before God saying, God, thank you. Let's stand together, shall we? Wonderful God. Oh, Lord. 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 Let's do business with God as we're quiet. And just between you and God, if you feel it's appropriate, repenting of negative, of criticism, of complaining, of moaning, of the poor old me's, whatever it is, just saying, God, I'm so sorry. God, I'm so sorry for feeling sorry for myself. God, would you forgive me? God, I repent. God, I turn. I turn from these things. Father, ask for your grace to come and visit us this morning. Oh, Lord. Lord, would your grace come? Would you come? Jesus, come with your grace and help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Lord. Lord, I confess wanting things to be different. Just asking for the supernatural work of your Holy Spirit today. That you come, place in us, place in me, a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, that we would be a people overflowing with thanksgiving, that we would pray without ceasing, and what would flow out of our mouths would be thanks to God. Lord, Lord, we don't want to be like the nine who experience your power, just experience your power. We want to be like that one who came back, experienced your power, but met you, talked to you, knew you, was changed, receive revelation from you. God, would you come this morning and do that amongst us? I just get a sense as we're quiet that for some of us, there's some very painful stuff. Just as we're talking about these things, I feel God's kind of just putting his fingers on things in our life that are painful. And I just feel that if we would do just this, of just thanking God for his goodness, thanking God that his love continues always for us, that his love will come and help us with the pain, help us to find that freedom. Help us find that healing. Lord, I want to learn to give my thanks to you, to bless your heart, to give something to you, Lord. I'm asking, Lord, that you would just transform, just change, just come by your Spirit amongst us. Break through the spirit we live in this country of negative, critical, tearing down. God, would you cut through all that stuff? Lord, this morning I want to step up onto that highway of holiness, that path of thanksgiving. God, I want to walk down that path, not slip off it. Walk faithfully down that path, growing in thanksgiving. God, would you help us today? Would you give us the grace to step up onto the path that you have for us, Lord? And Lord, today we just want to offer you these situations, unresolved, painful, ongoing, difficult situations, oh God. Say, oh God, we give you thanks for your goodness.
Just we want to encourage people today who are in difficult places, because quite a while ago, about 7 or 8 months ago, Paul prayed for me about a job change that I needed to do. My work had run dry, and Paul had a word of knowledge, and I came forward for prayer, and he had a word of knowledge that I would be changing jobs. And I was absolutely thankful and really rejoicing in this. And as the job started, for about 3 weeks, it was the most wonderful job I'd ever done. And then the problems came. And those of you that know me well know I've struggled with a lot of issues in this job. But do you know what made the difference for me? And I just want to share this with you to encourage you. I knew I was in the right place. I knew that was God's place for me. And that where he put me, I should stay. And everything in me wanted to run away when it got difficult and say, I can't do it. And I had a faithful friend who was prophesying over me and having visions and dreams and saying, you're walking through a thick black cloud and it's suffocating and it's horrible, but you're coming through and you're going to walk out the other end. And, you know, this kept me going. And I just want to encourage you that we need each other to keep each other going. We need to ask for help. We need to be humble before the Lord and before each other. And we need to ask each other for prayer and for direction and to make sure we're going on the right places. Because as Bob said, Paul says, as we step up onto the highway, if it's God's path, we're safe in it. And, you know, not everything we do is right. Not everything we do is of wisdom. But I believe there's a kind of such a safety as we love one another and pray for one another. So, you know, I just encourage you, you know, be obedient. Walk in the places God is calling you to walk. And in that place, there's safety. And I really believe if you have no choice at the moment, if you feel completely stuck and trapped, get people to pray for you. But that is probably the place God wants you to be. That is probably the best place for you at the moment, because God will grow you and change you. And I know that can be painful for many people, but as Paul says, it's the place of growth. It's the place where God meets us, because we don't cry out to him until we're really in trouble.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, wonderful God. We worship you, Lord. We love you, Lord.